America is, and always will be, a shining city on a hill. In my mind, it is a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace. Ronald Reagan. In 2016, over 2.8 million children under 5 died of hunger and curable diseases in Nigeria. Currently, over 1 million Muslims are imprisoned in China due to their religion. And in this year alone, over 6.8 million people fled their homes due to violence and war in the Middle East. With so much of the world in turmoil and our own country altering and abolishing the essential values and goodness it was founded on, it is more critical than ever that we know of and fight for what makes America great and what makes America different. It is within the principles we are built on that we find our greatness, values like religion, opportunity, and personal liberty. Our religious morals have guided us to becoming a country where kindness, hard work, and honesty are valued and practiced. With these values, strong families are able to flourish, and strong families create strong societies. The common kindness of a neighbor, or the hard work of a dreamer, are products of America's unique morals and faith. In 1948, when the Soviets attempted to cut off Western access to Berlin, the United States and UK started a year-long initiative to airlift food to the starving people of Berlin. One of the American pilots, Gail Halvorsen, had a young man from a strong religious family, had an experience with a crowd of German children in which he divided and shared two sticks of gum through the airport fence. The hope and delight that filled their desperate eyes from those two simple pieces of gum inspired him to start an operation he nicknamed Operation Little Vittles. He began dropping little parachutes of candy from his airplane to the starving children in the blockaded city. Gil would wiggle his airplane wings to alert the children that the candy bomber was about to drop the anticipated treats. What started as a few soldiers donating their candy rations grew as word got out and large chocolate companies began to donate to the project. Decades later, the children he had helped still remember the act of kindness that gave them hope and joy in a vastly bleak situation. This is but one example of the kindness of America. Alexis de Tocqueville said, "America is great because she is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, she will cease to be great." Just as it was for the pilgrims and immigrants that first came here, America is a land of opportunity for us as well. It is a land of possibility and new beginnings for people of all different races, backgrounds, and beliefs. We have the opportunity to create a difference in our lives, our families, and even our world. This is all due to the freedom to fail. It is through failure that we learn and become great, and through the ability to try again that we succeed and change the world. I have a young friend that came here as an exchange student from China. It amazed her that each individual, regardless of background or social class, could choose his or her own career and future. She was inspired by the passionate people she met who had overcome failures and adversity to fulfill their ambitions by seizing their opportunities. These people helped open her eyes to the possibility of following her own individual dreams. Our Constitution protects and respects the freedoms of the vast diversity that is such a remarkable piece of America's greatness. It defends an individual's rights that allow compassion and opportunity, and yet personal liberty is more under attack now than ever before in our country's history. The principles of liberty in the Constitution are the truths that have guided us to set ourselves apart from the world. Individuals' freedoms of speech, religion, and expression are protected and upheld by the Constitution. These are the rights that allow both individual and united greatness. When people are free to openly think, act, and create without fear, a prosperous and enlightened country is the result. Through the light of liberty, we have become the shining city on the hill. While America is not without its mistakes and tragedies, this great nation will always be known as one that has changed the world for the better. From the other countries we have inspired and liberated, to the many groundbreaking inventions that have come from this land, our religious morals, bright opportunities, and personal liberties are guiding forces that have allowed us to become a safe haven and force for good in the world. We have the power and responsibility to fight for the truths that make us great. We can choose to educate ourselves, to work hard with the opportunities we have, and to take a stand for what is right. We have been built on a greatness that can be seen in the conviction of the Founding Fathers, the endurance of the pilgrims, the gallantry and nobility of our soldiers, and the tenacious, hopeful spirit of every immigrant that has come here for the freedom and opportunity this land has to offer. These are the people and principles that have made us extraordinary. This is what has given us our light to be a shining city on the hill to the world. So, the question is, what will we do to fight for our greatness?